My name is Rachel Leventhal Weiner, and I'm from West Hartford, Connecticut. This is my story, Girl Meets Boy. I love storytelling, and my favorite part about storytelling is actually all of the things that go into making the story. So I start by writing things down, and I write all the details, everything I can think of, and then I kind of edit things around, and I decide what's most important for the audience to know, or what's just really, you know, my thing that I want to hold on to and not forget about. I like to talk to the people who are in the story because it's often a story about, you know, yourself doing something. So I like to talk to the people because often they have some kind of other perspective on the event or the thing you're trying to convey. And maybe you've never even asked them about it. So this story is a story of meeting someone really important and also experiencing a national event. And I know how I felt, but I didn't know how my family members felt or how other people in my life felt. So writing things down and revisiting those things, excavating all those memories, it was a really good experience. Storytelling is an incredible experience, and most people think it's scary to talk in front of people saying personal details or I don't know. For me, storytelling is about finding ways to honor the things that happen in your life and preserve your, sometimes your really most powerful memories. So I hope you enjoy this story.
The universe has a plan, and I was about to wreck mine, trying to stay in, when my friends dragged me out on my very first Friday night in my very first New York City apartment. There was a ton of gridlock getting to this party downtown, so as we sat in this cab, I just tried to focus on this moment. I had been dreaming about this moment. I was out with all my girlfriends, I had a solid job, I had spent a year saving so that I could move into an apartment in Hell's Kitchen, and this Friday night, instead of riding the train home to New Jersey, I was going out. And when we arrived at this rooftop in Tribeca. We were standing under the glow of the World Trade Towers, and across the rooftop was this guy with a big smile and even bigger hair. I asked my friend to introduce me, and she said, "Rachel, this is David." And we just talked. We talked and talked like no one else was there. It was just like lightning in a bottle. And we were excited to live in the city. We were a little insecure about our jobs. We really didn't know if we wanted to come to this party. We talked like I was sure I'd been left behind by my group of girlfriends when they reappeared and decided to drag me home. And since he'd missed all of the cues, I asked him for his number. And then I left with him. I left with my friends. And I left my phone in a cab. So this is like, you know, early cell phone days, and so I had to rush out the next morning totally hungover just to get a phone because I didn't want to miss his call. And I fielded the call, and I got this date, and the date was also great. There was just nothing wrong with this person. I mean, it just felt such joy being with him. I mean, he didn't eat sushi, and he wasn't a big drinker, but none of that was worth bailing for. So the next week started up like any other week. A little office romance bloomed, and we were writing emails back and forth. He liked to talk on the phone. Things were awesome. Tuesday rolled around, just like any other Tuesday. Sent David an email, went to get breakfast with my friends. And when we were coming back up from breakfast, I noticed that there was some dust outside in the air. And I said, "Is it a ticker tape parade? That's kind of strange." When we got back to our floor, we learned that there had been an explosion at the World Trade Center. And we didn't have any TVs. It was the early internet days. So I called my parents immediately to let them know I was okay. All the phone lines were jammed up. I was on the phone with a friend in Midtown when he told me a second plane had hit the towers. And it's at this point I realize I haven't heard from David. I tried his cell phone, no answer, no response to my email. There was more than a little confusion that day. My security detail in our building wasn't sure if we should shelter on our floor, in the basement. They shuttled us up and down the cement stairwell multiple times. When the towers fell and we weren't sure if anything was imminent, my friends decided they wanted to walk home, back to our apartment in Hell's Kitchen. And even though my parents wanted me to shelter in place, I decided to depart with them. The walk was surreal. Downtown was a disaster. It was covered in debris and dust. I remember seeing scraps of paper that had probably been books or manuals on someone's desk just covering the streets. And as we walked further north, everything seemed normal, but also eerie and quiet. I still hadn't heard anything from David. And at this point, some errant crosstown bus shortened our last leg back to our apartment where we sat on the couch and just watched the news. It wasn't until the evening that I finally heard from him. He'd been on the subway on the way to work underneath the World Trade Center. And when he came out, he evacuated himself to Brooklyn. And he was just waiting for the subway trains to return back to service. He never gotten my email or any of my calls. And even though I'd spent the whole day worrying about him, you know, I just didn't get in touch with him for a couple of days. I focused on my friends. One lived in Battery Park, one lived in New Jersey, and they couldn't go home. I had to convince my parents it was safe to stay in the city. And I just had to decide what to do next. Except I had no idea what to do next. My whole life I'd always known what to do, what to major in, how to get a job, how to save to live in the city. And now this was my dream, to live in this city, and the city was a disaster. And I'd met this amazing person at the worst possible time. Except maybe there isn't a best possible time. I had only been living in the city for 10 days, and I felt the energy of it. I was grieving along with it. And just days earlier, I couldn't wait for his phone call. Would all of that grief just cancel out all of that joy I was feeling? I would never know if I didn't call him back. So I did. And on our second date, we sat in the glare of our television screens watching the 9/11 memorial concert. And even though we didn't know what it would be yet, we knew we weren't missing out on anything by staying in. Thank you.
That was Rachel Leventhal Weiner with her story, Girl Meets Boy. I'm Katie Wright. I produce NEPM's Valley Voices podcasts, and we are gearing up for Valley Voices Season 10. We're going to be holding live storytelling events at lots of cool venues in our area, so make sure you keep an eye on NEPM.org to get tickets, because these events do tend to sell out. Better yet, sign up for our Valley Voices email list, and you'll be the first one to hear when these tickets go on sale. Drop an email to valleyvoices@nepm.org. And meet me back here next week for one more summer short from NEPM.